This is Matthew Robinson for LA Theater Bites. Power to the Queendom is making its world premiere run at the Loft Ensemble Theater in North Hollywood. The story focuses primarily on four women of the Black Panther Party inside their secret office, which comes under threat from Houston police, a police department that is looking for any and every excuse to arrest Black Panther members. Rules, civil rights, and procedure be damned. Written by Shawana Renee Ravone, and directed by Diane Renee, this is a powerful, intense production. It puts the pedal to the metal almost from the very start, and rarely eases up from there. I felt my palms getting sweaty throughout the production, and kudos need to be given to scene designer Mitch Rosender and props department head Natasha Renee Potts. The smaller stage and more intimate setting make it feel like you are trapped in the office with the four women as they begin to feel the police closing in on them. This is only highlighted by the stellar costume work by Danielle Ozymandias, which doesn't overplay its hand with its design. The costumes feel period accurate without slipping into nostalgia. They feel worn and functional for the time and the mission, blending seamlessly into the production. Of course, so much credit needs to go to the cast. It's a phenomenal cast that embody all the characters so well. Ravine Demira Payne, Jessica Perkins, Angela Fairley, and Shamaya Jamerica were in my performance, and they were all magnetic. I love historical fiction plays, and to be able to transport myself to a certain place and time and keep me there is hard work, and these performers made it look easy, which includes the men of the performances, including Matt Lorenzo and Kyle Whalen. The Black Panther Party has been so unfairly maligned by mainstream Hollywood films, even treated as dangerous and misguided at times by African-American filmmakers. So with films such as Judas and the Black Messiah, and now this play, Power to the Queendom, we are finally getting to see more stories about this group from their perspective, and see why they were seen as such a threat to the status quo of the era and what their mission was. What's also very striking about this play is how it centers the women of the revolution and resistance. Too often placed as supporting characters in a man's story, here they take center stage, literally and figuratively, something I found refreshing, invigorating, and pointed. It's not an easy play. As I mentioned, it can be tense, and it does not shy away from some of the harsh realities of the time period. However, it never goes into what some have dubbed black trauma porn. This is a respectful and mature play about real issues that unfortunately still affect us today. The direction, sets, design, writing, cast all come together to make a strong and memorable show for folks to see. I highly recommend that people go discover the show during its world premiere run. I have a feeling that this is only the start of an incredible theater journey. My final score is a 9 out of 10. Power to the Queendom is running now until March 24th at the Loft Ensemble Theater in North Hollywood. Tickets can be found at loftensemble.org. Thank you for your continued support of the performing arts in Los Angeles. Until next time, I'll see you at the theater.